How have you not seen this?
Have you not seen this? As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. Today, I am joined by guest host Alex Green.
Hello!
And our guest, Morgan Ward.
Hi!
And we just finished our second installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe series, tying into this month's Struck and Nerve the Pop Culture Mixtape, the Avengers Assemble Edition. We just watched The Incredible Hulk. I said that 2 seconds ago, like a dumb dummy. but this, of course, is the second film in the MCU, known for... being a sight better than the Hulk,
yeah.
Made in, I want to say, 2003, 2004, somewhere in there, starring Eric Bana, Sam Elliott, Jennifer Connelly, and Nick Nolte.
Oh, man, what a cast.
Yeah, and directed by Aang Brokeback Mountain / the Joy Luck Club Lee. So instead of a movie about an angry rage monster, it's a movie about Eric Bana having daddy issues and feelings. and it's just bad. Which is unfortunate, because Eric Bana is a pretty good actor. This movie, definitely a step above that. Also crucial in setting in place some of the continuity that would go to build towards the Avengers, obviously, which was the big title of the MCU. That's really kind of the whole point of setting these films up the way they are. Film did well. Had pretty favorable reviews for the most part. Directed by Louis Leterrier, who I just looked, did a lot of movies that I like that I didn't realize. He did the first two Transporter films, which are the best Transporter films, as well as Unleashed, starring Jet Li.
Not familiar with that one either.
It's pretty solid movies.
Anything else?
He did Clash of the Titans, the remake, but we're not going to talk about that.
Let's not get into that.
No, we're not too terribly worried about that one.
Maybe they'll remake it.
Oh, and he did, he also did Now You See Me, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened in that again?
Now You See Me was the one with the magicians, Jesse Eisenberg, Isla Fisher, Woody Harrelson, Mark Ruffalo,
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Franco who doesn't suck, or Dave Franco. So interesting that he does that pairing with the now current Hulk.
He did a throwback to a throwback in his own movie.
Classic Louis Leterrier. Alex, do you have anything you want to say about Incredible Hulk?
I'm pretty sure the when I first watched this movie back in... whenever that was.
2008 was the year it came out?
I think it was probably 2008 or 2009 when I actually ended up seeing it. I remember I was like, let's watch this movie. It's the first movie I've ever heard of where we're just like, all right, we already made this movie. Let's fuck that movie. Just do it again.
Yeah, this predates the Spider-Man reboot even.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing where, fucking Spider-Man, because I remember seeing the Spider-Man and then going to the theater...
Yeah.
And everybody laughing and me being like, give it a chance! Like, let her breathe! Let Emma breathe! Okay?
Now, it's funny, we're talking about things that have been seen and haven't been seen. So, Morgan, how have you not seen this?
I don't get out much. No, I don't know. I stuck with Spider-Man. And I don't know how I hadn't seen it yet. Honest to God, I haven't even seen the Avengers yet, and I'm gonna get kicked out of the house.
Oh my God,
it's okay. I haven't seen that
one. I see TV shows. I was a TV history major, not a movie person.
Oh my God,
I know. Trust me, I got yelled at the other night for this too.
It's not even yelling. It's like, I don't know.
I know, it's a constant eye roll and a how are you alive.
It's not even an eye roll. Like,
do you feel sympathy?
No, because that would imply that I cared about anyone.
Aw, man.
No, it's just, like, I can understand how people haven't seen, like, The Incredible Hulk. That makes sense to me. Like, something like The Avengers, Like, it was everywhere the summer it came out.
I know.
So, like, my mind is blown that you haven't seen that. I know. Alex hasn't seen that. Like, and that.
Have you not seen it either?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! I feel like a second installment's already coming up.
It's insane to me.
Yeah.
I want, like, it's not like it. Like, it's not like I didn't want it to happen. I'm just, like, waiting for my cherry of the Avengers to get involved. I'm waiting for the right one.
What are you waiting on? A purity ring?
Yeah. I'm waiting on them to ask me.
The Avengers isn't going to do that because it has literally millions of people lining up for it.
That's true. That's true.
I have seen all the Iron Mans.
All right, that's good.
That's better than me.
Have not. I started Thor.
Okay.
And Captain
America, that's the other one.
I haven't seen it either. No, I'm saying with Thor, like, I paused because I was like, what happened? And then I think I just, like, I was just like, stop it, Natalie, come on. And then, like, I just got over it.
Just finished. All right, well, now that we've gotten through it, what did you think?
I didn't hate it. I actually kind of liked it, but it felt like if I had, like, since I didn't read The Hulk when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get part of it, and it was just, like, a lot of pauses of, like, you know, and then me being like, what the fuck's going on?
What didn't you get? I'm curious.
Just the whole, like, sequence at the beginning, because I was like, oh, wait, is that his girlfriend? And you were like, how is that? Do you not know that's his girlfriend?
I
and
I
was
like, they did a really good job.
I know. I don't know. Just something about Liv Tyler, just her constant, like, and I think I said it 8 times during the movie, of that, like, constant cat surprised look, or, like, cat wanting to go outside, like, begging at the door look, just, I couldn't get into it.
It's a very conflicted relationship. Mm-hmm. I also, like, out of all the Marvel movies, I think this one does the origin story the best, because the origin story is done before the credits are done rolling.
That's true.
Whereas, I'll give you that, yeah, that's true.
All the other ones devote, like, the first 30-40 minutes of the movie, obviously, mm-hmm. to it. Whereas this one's like, look, he's the Incredible Hulk. Something happened with science. if he gets angry, he turns green and hurts people.
Man.
Yeah.
Bam.
I get that. Maybe it was because I'm so used to movies giving me, like,
spoon-feeding you?
Yeah, and, like, half of the movie is them being like, all right, now, we're going to put the tip in now, and then we're going to go for the full peg.
Marvel snakes out and goes balls deep.
With this one, at least, with,
to
like,
the hilt.
Yeah. Because remember with Spider-Man, the whole first movie. The whole first movie is that.
We know a spider bit him and his uncle died and he's sad. Everyone knows. Him and Batman, we don't need their origins explained anymore.
Oh, God. If I get Batman's or. Why isn't it on, like, TBS all month, or is it TNT? Which one is it on? It's been...
TNT has drama.
Yeah. No, so. It's on with, like, the one with the Joker is on. The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight has been on in the background of every bar I've been to for the past month. And everybody's like, oh my god, remember Heath Ledger died?
You just call him Heath Leather?
Yeah.
Heath Leather.
But everyone keeps talking to me and being like, remember when he died, man? That blew my mind. And I'm like...
It was just on in a bar I was in the other day.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's on all month.
And I can't remember where I was at when it was on.
But there was the part...
I ruined that movie for myself. I saw it 4 times in the theater in 3 days.
Oh, I saw it 3 times over the course of a week. Still really liked it.
I saw it once.
I did, but then, like, every time it's on now, I'm just like, oh, I've seen this movie 4 times already.
It's so long.
It is.
It's so long. It's like watching. It's like 3 hours. It's like watching
Two and a half.
It feels like watching Doctor Strangelove, or like. It's like a three. It's like
it's
a two-parter.
Like, it's like watching Heat, but with Batman in it.
Yeah.
No, but I meant with, like, how long it is with the saga. It feels like it could be broken up into different movies.
Yeah, it could be broken up into 2 very good movies.
Yeah.
Mm, I liked it.
And then one.
But we're not talking about that.
That's true. We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
It's back to the Incredible.
Yeah. Even though it's not on TNT all month.
It probably was, like, the year after it came out on DVD.
Yeah.
Probably.
I know they used to run the Hulk a lot.
Yeah. It's amazing I never saw that one, actually. just considering.
You know, I wish I could offer any incentive.
It was on I Love the 70s a lot. I was a big VH1
fan.
The
show?
Yeah, I was a big VH1 fan.
Oh, the show was hugely successful.
Yeah. Well, no, remember, like, I Love the 70s?
I remember the
show. I remember Andy Dick talking
about...
You
remember watching a show about remembering the Incredible Hulk?
Hell yeah, I do!
Oh my god.
Oh, you just like won all kinds of points right now.
Oh, dude, it's... I didn't say I was going to be a great addition.
Oh, yeah,
well... Well, I mean, it's what, cause speaking of the TV show, we do have the Lou Ferrigno cameo in there.
Oh, that was...
I did like that.
I had forgotten about him as a security guard. Which is funny, because in The Hulk, the one with Eric Bana, him and Stan Lee have their cameos side by side as security guards at the, at the lab that Eric Bana works at, that Bruce Banner works at.
Mm.
And then he's just like... maybe he just, like, knocked out two separate cameos at once. And they're like, yeah, this movie might suck shit. So in the event that we do it later down the road the right way, can we just have you sitting behind a desk and then taking a medium pizza as a bribe?
That's such a lame bribe.
What if it was a large, but it looks like a medium in his in Lou Ferrigno's lab? Like, he's like, of course.
Well, he's, like, so skeptical when he opens. He's like, what? Pizza? And then he looks at it, he's like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man, this isn't a box full of poison dicks at all.
He looks like the kid...
I guess I need to be more trusting.
He looks like the kid from the Pizza for Breakfast commercial where he's like, pizza for breakfast! All right, pass this gate. I really wonder, though, like, because I don't know how old Stan Lee is getting, but every Marvel movie I see, he looks the same age, and I honest to God feel
he's like... He's looked the same for, like, 40, 50
years. Oh, yes,
no, but honest to God, I feel like they got, like, they're Walt Disney-ing him, and they've just gotten these all out of the way, like, 20 years ago, and they just keep being like, all right, it's now it's time to release it.
Like, Stan Lee's not an anti-Semite, though.
No. That we know of yet. I know. I know. I'm just
92 years old. Stan Lee.
Is he?
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to have gotten these out of the way because he's not with anybody in these cameos, is he? Except for maybe I think in Spider-Man.
In the majority of the Marvel movies, like he pops up in scenes with other people.
Yeah, in Iron Man, he's like mistakes him for Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
oh,
in the first one,
I remember that.
Yeah, like he's in group shots. Yeah. So yeah, like
I take back what I said.
The only
sorry.
One where he's by himself, actually.
Yeah, yeah, with the thing.
Well, then they got it out of the way.
Yeah. Just going back to the 70s Incredible Hulk show I was reading here, Bill Bixby has a sort of cameo as well, which was from the Courtship of Eddie's Father, a show he was in, and in the Incredible Hulk, the show, Lou Ferrigno played the actual Hulk, Bill Bixby played David Banner, because there was, for whatever reason, there was a controversy around the time the Hulk show came out. And it was decided that Bruce was a gay name. So for
that's
the
right.
show, they changed it to David Banner because that was a more masculine name.
But don't they put that in all the song, like the rap songs are like David Banner, David Banner.
Now, David Banner's just a rapper.
Is that a rapper?
David Banner is a rapper. That's why David Banner's name is in those songs because they're his songs about him.
I'm having like... My worlds are colliding.
You coming to terms with this?
My life.
I'm gonna go and throw
my
this
life
out
has
here.
Come through a full
circle. The same goes for Sean Paul, Petey Pablo, Memphis Bleak, Beanie Siegel, Black Rob, Method Man. I mean, really, the list goes on and on.
Lil Jon, Ludacris,
Lil
Usher,
John.
Wait,
all those
Usher.
Guys.
Yeah,
Usher.
Bubba Sparks.
Yeah.
Wait,
Marshall Mathers.
Are you telling me he's...
Limp Bizkit?
He's also Limp Bizkit. Marshall Mathers is also Limp Bizkit.
No, I'm not telling you that. Why are you doing Dixie Dicks? Anyone listening has no idea what I'm talking about.
I know.
Morgan was putting fingertip to fingertip like...
Adding.
Like a daddy end to a daddy end.
I'm adding, and it's... Oh, God. Where's Fred Durst when you need him? All right.
Back in the hole that he came from.
Hey, come on.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, I can't think of any other city I'd call a hole.
Hang the Matthews Bridge.
I just was so excited that they used that they were in Brazil because it reminded me of the movie Rio so much because of all the car chases. I kept being because when I was babysitting the other week, they watched Rio and I kept being like, "Oh, it's so real."
Isn't Rio about birds?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are also many car chases.
Oh, well, that's weird.
I know you wouldn't because the bird
birds driving the car.
No, because the bird doesn't. He doesn't know how to fly. Because he was in captivity. So shame on you. And so he.
I know.
But
the
bird
drives a car.
Yeah, like there's this whole thing, and they're in like cars, and it's weird. But it was very Hulk, and it was an homage. I felt like with the jumping through the different rooms and everything.
Was the bird also trying to get away from the government?
He wasn't poisoned by gamma rays, but he was poisoned by his master's love because he couldn't fly.
Oh man. Conversation for real word turn. So it's getting slightly back on track. Here.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. So we talked about the cameos. Edward Norton was really good in this.
I liked him in this.
I think he's a solid Bruce Banner. It's definitely unfortunate that for whatever reason negotiations fell through and he's tapped out in the future. By Mark Ruffalo, although I'm also a huge fan of Mark Ruffalo in the role, too.
Who isn't?
And I mean, I'm a Ruffalo fan.
Why wasn't he picked again?
It was strictly a contract thing.
Yeah. Like,
he was in talks to do it, and either the studio wouldn't meet his terms, or he wouldn't meet theirs, or something.
I guess he was too expensive.
Yeah, because the same thing happened with Terrence Howard after the first Iron Man movie, too. That character gets switched to Don Cheadle.
Oh, fuck yeah! I forgot about
actors.
That!
So, and it's weird. It's happened on Game of Thrones a couple of times,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
Because the actor playing the Mountain has changed twice, I think.
Yeah.
And then Dario, whatever his fucking name is, like, literally changed from the last episode of the previous season to the first episode, and I didn't realize it was the same character for probably an episode.
No, yeah! I rewatched it with, we got my roommate into it, and we were like, watch Game of Thrones, and all he did was smoke weed and watch Game of Thrones for literally a week, watched all four seasons, and he's like, did you know they changed characters? And like, in his like high coma of like, being up for 48 hours, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, watch this scene, and watch this scene put together, and I had no idea that it was even a... Like, they bring those people back up so many times.
Yeah,
I don't
even
know who the fuck anybody is after a while.
Oh, yeah. I also like the decision with this Hulk movie to have Banner on the run, which was the way the show was, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely an interesting aspect to that character. It's an interesting direction because, like, they very clearly didn't go that way with the 2003 Hulk. God, man. Talk about just a laundry list of blown opportunities. That fucking movie. So I think that's really cool. Then, of course, the rest of the cast, you've got... why am I blanking on the actor's name?
William Hurt.
Yes, William Hurt as General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross.
I loved his mustache.
William. Yeah, well, it's a very manly mustache. Which, again, we mentioned this while we were watching one of the other blown opportunities of the previous Hulk. Complete waste of Sam Elliott in that same character.
No mustache, right?
Well, no. Oh, no. He had that mustache. But, like, just... It's unfortunate that you blew Sam Elliott in the shitty Hulk movie.
Yeah.
Because Sam Elliott's a fucking phenomenal actor. And I'm very excited anytime he pops up in anything. Then, of course, we have Liv Tyler as Betty Ross, the love interest.
I didn't... man. I don't know. I just felt like her whole point... And maybe this is how the comic was, and I'm sure it is, but her entire thing was, I put my hand on his leg, and that's my job.
No. It's like, there was more to it than that.
I know.
There was a very nuanced...
She's trying to reach the Hulk within.
But she's a brilliant scientist.
She absolutely is.
But no science to it. Like, she's not... Like, she's like, I saved you this key. Yeah, all right. I put my hand on your leg, and that was it. No science talk.
Wait, what key?
Like the, sorry, not the key,
the
flash drive. But it felt like the key, and then like...
There is science. She's the one that helped put the experiment together to turn him into the fucking Hulk.
I thought the general did that too. I thought.
Well,
she,
I mean, they all did. Like, they I know that,
but there was like that was it. Like, she never said any science stuff.
She didn't need to.
She just babed out.
It wasn't about her science.
It was about her love.
Yeah,
exactly.
Love conquers science. That's the, the theme.
That's just the rules. That's just the way it works. How fucking great is Tim Roth in this movie?
Oh my god!
As Emil Blonsky slash the Abomination.
Dude, I liked the Abomination.
Yeah, it's dope. Like I mean, it's a solid villain. It's a solid final fight for the movie.
Mm-hmm. I played. This is gonna.
Get hella spikes on him.
I know. I played the Lego game.
Yeah. The Lego Marvel game is dope.
I love all Lego video games.
Yeah, the Lego Marvel game especially is really fucking good.
I got it for Christmas.
Nice.
And, yeah, so I got it for Christmas holiday present, and I got it, and I was like, oh, man. He popped up, and I was like, who's that? And then everybody in the room was like, that's the Abomination! You gotta beat him! Oh, dude, he's so fucking cool.
All down. I spent a lot of time in that Lego Marvel game just flying around New York as Iron Man, because it was so cool.
Because when you unlock all the things, you can be the characters.
Yeah.
Dude, I liked... it wasn't the Marvel one. I liked being able to be... what is her name? Shit. The one with the... whatever. Black Canary.
Oh, yeah. Lego Batman games.
The Lego Batman games. Uh-huh. I had that on DS for a really long time. Unlocked all of them. Dude, being Black Canary and going around and just yelling at people.
Oh, yeah. She's
so much fun. Like, your one move is to go up and be like...
Yeah, Black Canary is pretty fucking
good. Literally, it's so much fun.
It sounds like something you'd be into.
I know. Or just my favorite is when you get to be... when you're in the game and you get to be Hawkeye and you just all you do is just
fire off them arrows. Pew, 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 pew.
Literally, they just never runs out. Just the Hulk is awesome in that game.
Hulk is great in those games, yeah.
He's awesome. He's better than Iron Man because Iron Man's hard to, like, in the game. Yeah, I think so.
Look, Hulk's pretty dope. But when you got the hang of flying around as Iron Man, it's pretty fucking cool. Just saying, oh, what's this? I'm going to double tap and break a sound barrier.
Yeah, no.
Did you see the Hulk in that movie? He did this. Stop the beams from melting.
Motherfucker can't fly, though.
I bet he could. I don't know.
He absolutely can't.
I know he
can't. That's a bet you'll lose.
I know. You have to do a lot of clapping to fly.
He's just constantly going like this for an hour.
Hey guys, I think the Hulk's having a good time.
He's broken everyone's eardrums, but thank God this party's rocking.
Hulk smash gravity.
I like the tie-in too with the, because this obviously came out before Captain America, but they talk about the Super Soldier Project. Mm-hmm. Which is responsible for the creation of Captain America, and then, of course, as we see in that little zinger post-credits thing with Tony Stark at the end, like, there's a reason it was scrapped, because nobody was able to replicate it after the original Doctor who made Captain America created it.
Yeah.
And then we got that bastardization from Dr. Samuel Stearns, who becomes the leader later, which was why we saw his brain, like, growing and morphing.
Is that what was... That was what it
was?
Because I was going to ask you that, because I, honest to God, thought he was going to be the brain from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I really honestly thought that was about to happen.
It's not too far off. Like, his brain, like, grows exponentially. Like, his head, like, gets, like, really big and weird and elongated.
Like, Mojo Jojo!
Kind of like
that.
Yeah! And, and that character is the leader in the comic books, which is one of the recurring villains for the Hulk.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was definitely, like, there was a lot of really cool setups and payoffs for, like, fans of the comic, and just Marvel in general. And that's, again, that's part of the reason that I really like that Marvel Studios is doing these, because it's a good time to be a fan of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who's never even... Yeah, I mean, I had never seen The Hulk or read The Hulk when I was a kid. I've always liked comics, but I never read The Hulk stuff. So, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I mean, I definitely thought that it was weird to be in 2015 and see 2008 CGI.
Mm-hmm.
because it's gotten like so bigger and like weirder. It was totally, yeah. It was totally Tom Hanks Polar Express because
I don't agree with that.
I know you don't. It was just so weird because it just didn't feel. It felt half in and half out of the element.
The only time I thought that the, I don't even know if this was CGI or anything, but the when they had, you know, Tim Roth's body before he goes full abomination, where yeah. he's just like, he looks like he's made out of like silly putty.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe that's like the, but that the thing is I mean, it, that might be the aesthetic that it's going for too, is like, yeah, he, you know, it's not super fucking, like, yeah. realistic. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing or a good thing, but it was just, like, weird for me to see a 2008 version of it and then see the Avengers version mm-hmm. with Mark Ruffalo, where it's like, he looks like the fucking Hulk would walk up and you could be like, oh, sweating Hulk blood, like, you know. yeah. Like, you look like you could, like, touch him and lick the Hulk. I don't know. But, like, yeah, this one...
Y'all know how you like to lick our Hulk.
I love it. There was so many sodas. It made me so thirsty. This whole movie. Yeah. I was like...
The
whole,
classic Morgan. Lamborghini Mercy. Morgan, she's so thirsty.
Oh, this whole thing's just been
got
a thirst
quest. Got your boy
quest.
Bruce Banner. This girl, she's trying to jerk me.
I can't even. Yeah. No, but it just was weird. It was different, but I like. I mean, it worked for what happened. So
I think the CG blends really well in this movie, especially yeah. again for being 7 years old.
Actually, I felt like they did a really good job actually keeping elements of Ed Norton's face in the
yeah.
Hulk.
Well, him and Roth both did yeah. extensive motion capture.
Yeah,
both of those.
No, but that. Maybe that's why it freaked me out, because it looked so much like him
yeah.
that mm-hmm. it was like, I'm either used to a cartoon
yeah.
or person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get, and I keep saying Polar Express, it's like, whoa, stop it, Tom. Get back in real life. So, yeah. you know, it did seem like him, but it was just like, Yeah.
Yeah, once I was looking, they recorded, I think, over 2,000 movements apiece.
Oh, damn.
Something like that for the Hulk and the Abomination. So, yeah, a lot of extensive stuff went into this. And then and with Mark Ruffalo, they do the same thing, too, with the motion capturing. And like, all the movements, like, are Mark Ruffalo. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's mm-hmm. what's transferred onto the templates they're using. So, I think that's really fucking cool.
Who's a better actor, Mark Ruffalo or Ed Norton?
That's apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both incredibly gifted actors. They're both in a lot of really great films and great roles. Like,
how long has Ed Norton been scrawny?
I feel like he's always been scrawny.
American History X, he kind of bulked up.
He's cut a little bit. In that, but, like, I mean, even then, like, he's still, like, he's a scrawny cut.
I felt like a lot of that was, like...
It's less that he's jacked and more that he's just lean.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's one shot in there where...
Even in this,
he's standing...
He's cut, kind of. Like, he's still, like...
A little bit. Like, he's lean. Like,
he's lean. I think he's always been lean. Yeah. I don't know why I'm touching my own arm, being like, check this out, it's lean, bro.
Well, there's, like, this is one shot in there where he's standing and... I feel like they addressed this at some point,
uh-huh.
where he's just standing around in the house, and he's got his pants, I swear to God, up to his belly button.
Yeah.
Grandpa style?
Yeah, and I was like, that actually looks like him in Fight Club, when he's just, like, standing around the house
in a shirt
and a white tee, and then later on, she's like, untuck your damn shirt.
Yeah, I did think it was really weird in that scene when he was in the house like that, and then Marla Singer walked up and the Pixies started playing.
Yeah, I know. That's
I
weird.
Thought that was pretty bizarre.
That was pretty weird.
She could not keep... In that movie, in The Hulk, Liv Tyler could not keep her hands off of Ed Norton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we gotta talk about that. We gotta talk about getting too excited.
Yeah.
Great scene.
I was so... I couldn't get over it. That was my whole question the whole movie, is like, what happens, man?
He's gotta learn to keep it in check.
Does he, though?
Yeah. The end of the movie, that last shot, that's him in control. Like, he wills that change.
He's like, finally, I can bust a nut. And like he's like, I'm ready to go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not to be too graphic, but that's what those eyes said to me. Was like, he's like, Liv, I'm calling you.
Those eyes and said, who's trying to fuck?
And then that Ed Norton smile.
It is an evil smile, and I like it too. Because like that end, like, there's part of it that's almost like, is Hulk gonna be a good guy still?
Yeah. With the eyes flash, that was my other thing because it.
Well, the expression too, like it just is like, yeah. That could cut either way.
That could. I think. Yeah, I definitely the whole. I think that was one of the other main problems I had with Liv Tyler was that she. I mean, the science thing was that she's like supposed to be this brilliant scientist, but her whole thing is, I love him, but I have to keep. I can't keep my hand. How many sips are you gonna
do? He's a good-looking dude. She wants that D. You can be smart as hell and still sexually free.
I know. Sure. I'm not saying she can't.
What, scientists can't fucking get it in?
Yeah,
but literally, she's hanging out. She's hanging out with
Modern Family.
With yeah, she's hanging out with him.
Ty Burrell.
And she sees one glimpse, and she's like, "Get the fuck out of my face!"
Picture this. Here's a scenario.
I know. All right.
Someone you've been in love with for a long time. Long enough that, like, your personal relationship also overlaps into your working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everything that's happening outside of the lab, and you're also doing a lot of really great things, like, just together. Like, non-relationship things.
Yeah.
Then that person, freak accident, disappears. No contact for what we assume is at least a couple of years here. So sometime.
Yeah.
And clearly she, like, they loved each other very much.
Yeah.
That person shows up and you see him for a split second, even though you're with someone. Tell me you wouldn't have a similar reaction.
What happened with me and Alex Green tonight?
She came in and she gave me some cheese.
No.
Pretty baller.
No, I understand. I understand. I think that I get it. It's just, I don't know, it's just so weird, because it, like, we touched on Ty Burrell for 1 second, we jump back, and Ty Burrell's like, I never understood why, now I understand why she never mentioned you, and yeah. Then...
See, he gets it.
He got it.
He knows why she...
And then he went to Modern Family, and he was married to Claire.
Oh.
There you go. So he's got nothing to worry about. Ty Burrell's doing just fine.
I know he is. And wasn't he in, He was in the Night of the Living Dead, wasn't he?
Dawn of the Dead. Remake, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I ever saw him in.
He's a good actor. I like him. Yes. I definitely like him in Modern Family a lot. I thought he was good in this, too, though.
Yeah, he was good in this for a while.
And Omar.
Oh.
He was stole the show. Really stole the show.
We did. We had to rewind twice. Yeah. We had to rewind twice.
The non-speaking appearance, written... Put in solely by Ed Norton because he liked The Wire so much.
Dude, Obama likes The Wire.
I mean, he should. It's a good show.
They asked my dad loves Obama, and my dad loves The Wire, and he always quotes, I don't know how it comes
Obama comment?
Yes, Obama comments. And when Obama was going to get elected first term, my dad would always, when he would go on TV, be like, now that's our president. And then, like, pause in a way.
Like your dad was at a sitcom?
Yes! He would pause, hand on knee, chin in palm, like, tilt the head, and be like, and that's our president. Oh my God. And then music would play.
Your dad sounds like such a fucking nerd.
My dad is an amazing...
Stone cold stun your dad.
My dad is an amazing man. But he would always do that, but he would quote all the time... Because he'd try to get me to watch The Wire, and I'd be like, Dad, I will. And I did, but he would be like, oh, he'd be like, you know who loves The Wire? Obama. Gotta have that Omar. He said it in a news conference last week. Gotta have that Omar. Gotta have that Omar, Morgan. Gotta have him. And I'd be like, all right. I've heard it 30 times from him.
Man.
My life's sad.
If white people, like, work towards ending the world's injustices and atrocities half as hard as they recommended The Wire. God, what a perfect world we would live in. Not saying that they would solve racism, but they'd put a dent in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't that why The Wire was created? I don't know.
I mean, Probably.
We're talking about the Hulk here, though.
That's true.
And I did like the show of police force in there. It was the worst thing I've said today.
The ineffective police?
Yes! The militarized police force.
That just show up after the battle's already done. Like, I guess we'll arrest the big green dude.
The fact that Ed Norton's in handcuffs but can still hang out and hold hands with Liv Tyler and give her sweet butterfly kisses.
Oh man, the look on the soldier's face right next to him. Yeah, that was so great. He's just like, oh. Really, man? Right here? Now?
My girl just left me for a Marine.
I didn't join the Army for any PDA, bitch.
I found out my girlfriend's been cheating with the dude in the Coast Guard. Not even the Coast Guard, but the fucking reserves. Fucking weekend warrior.
2 months out of the year. 2 months! God.
Fucking cowards.
Dude, I love it. The Coast Guard would be pretty sweet. It's like, he got kicked out of the Coast Guard. She said, that's fine, baby. You still got the boat.
All right. Is there anything else we want to hit on before we wrap it up?
Good. I don't know. I've always thought that the Hulk was just such a weird... Not weird. Weird is not the right word. It's just an interesting subject matter to touch on.
Absolutely.
Like, he's just this giant rage monster... And with Abomination, you can see where that could lead someone.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He doesn't want it at all.
Yeah.
And it takes him, you know, having to beat the evil version
to
realize that he needs to control it because he's the only person who can, you know...
Yeah. Beat. Yeah, he even says earlier, he's like, I don't want to control it. I want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell that throughout the whole movie, though. He looked like the puppy who didn't know how to, like... He was like, I don't bite? I'm sorry? Like, the whole time, like, trying to learn not to do it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking care of a lot of animals lately.
Let's say, what a bizarre analogy. It's like, that's not a thing people say commonly. But,
you know. Most of the things I say that.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of you.
For the whole time you've known me, most of my analogies make half sense.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing before I forget it. That Martin Starr cameo.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Where
literally, his role is to nod, hold up a piece of pizza, and take a bite.
Yeah!
That's Martin Starr. That's Bill Haverchuk's contribution to this movie.
I liked the bloggers who come up during when they they had the whole big explosion scene. And then there's the cornucopia, and everybody's hiding in the cornucopia like it's in Hunger fucking Games. And then the jet fuel doesn't burn the beams, and then... But the bloggers who come out of nowhere, they don't even serve a purpose except for later in the fucking thing to be like, these two reporters caught it all on video, and that's it.
How great were their cell phones?
Oh, yeah, that was in 2008. Yeah, that was when there was still the sidekick.
Yeah, N-Gage.
And I remember in 2008, I still had the chocolate, the mint chocolate.
Oh,
dude, I saved up for that motherfucker. I loved that phone.
Fucking ridiculous.
Why can't I have that still? I think I do. I don't know.
I had shitty Nokia brick phones.
Did you?
Up until...
Yesterday?
Nah, up until like 2010.
I had the chocolate forever, and then I dropped it in the toilet and said I lost it. And then I got a new phone, and it turned back on the day. Yeah,
we're off topic here.
Sorry,
we're off topic big time. Let's redirect it here and let's wrap up and stop talking about cell phones.
Let's do that.
Let's wrap up. Incredible Hulk favorite moments, Morgan.
I like the pants throwback.
Okay.
How he could never find a pair of pants, and then he did the thing where he had the woman with the big butt.
Yeah.
And he put the pants up and was like, no, no, no. Much stretchier.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they had the purple, and he was like, mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the pants throwback. The continuous hashtag TBD.
Yeah.
TBT, yeah.
God damn it. Alex.
I can't talk.
Oh, man. It's between two things. It's the cave scene...
Honestly,
cave scenes. It goes back to what you were saying about how he's just a puppy, and he doesn't know what he's doing. That's definitely a puppy scene.
A
he's
big just like, dumb animal.
Big dumb animal. He's just like, ah, thunder, I'm man of thunder.
It's very Frankenstein. Like,
it's okay, yeah. And then, you know, and then she calms him down. My other one, Hulk hands for Hulk hands.
Oh, yeah!
That's pretty good, yeah.
Oh, man.
I was so happy when that happened. We
just rip a police car in half and use them as knuckle dusters. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I punched a kid in the face in my neighborhood with Hulk hands.
With a cop car on your hand?
Oh, yeah, cop car. He pulled out Hulk hands, and I was like, no, 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 in 2008, this will be relevant. Took two cop cars. This is already a throwback.
I think for me, there's a couple moments for me too. I really like early on the stuff with him laying low in Brazil and kind of just trying to blend in, like, and make a life while he's also like trying to figure out how to cure himself. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's really great, and they're able to jump into that again because they get the backstory out of the way before the credits are done. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really fucking smart way to handle this. The few fight scenes with him as the Hulk, like, those are all really solid. They're really fun to watch. Because he transforms four times, and of those four times, three of those are him beating the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And I still think, like, this still fucking cracks me up every time, is when they're fighting at the university, and Tim Roth, like, just opens fire and walks up, he's just like, what is that all you got? And the Hulk just fucking, like, straight rabbit kicks him. Like, 100 yards into a fucking tree. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
He looks like
so funny when he just, like,
yeah.
He, like, gets up on him, and none of the machine guns or anything that they've been using is working. And he pulls out a pistol.
Yeah.
He pulls out
a pistol and just starts shooting him in the back.
He does some parkour fucking flips.
Yeah.
And then
that's that super soldier formula from Dr. Emil Erskine.
I was like, yeah, what is that, what's that doing for you?
I think I kept bringing that up the whole thing. I was like, why do they keep shooting? They know it's not gonna work.
Nah, dog, super soldier serum makes your bullets stronger.
Yeah, bro.
Does it?
No.
No. Oh. No, Jesus Christ, why would it? Super soldier serum can't melt steel beams, Morgan.
Dude.
No.
Especially jet fuel.
No, no. Right. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you, Alex, for guest hosting.
You're welcome.
Morgan, thank you for coming on, doing the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad I brought cheese.
Me too. It's very
me
good cheese.
Three.
All right. Everybody else, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to How Have You Not Seen This. If you enjoyed the podcast, like the page on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a rating or a review. If you're interested in donating to the podcast, you can do so through the PayPal link at the Podomatic website, howhaveyounotseenthis.podomatic.com. You can also send any questions, comments for the show to howhaveyounotseenthispodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.